Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Speak the Word broadcast this morning. I am your host, Prophet Jacqueline Fife, and as always, I am beyond excited to be with you, to share the good news of Jesus, to let you know Abba loves you, and he's fighting for you. So that's what you can have an assurance about this morning, that Jehovah is fighting for you. He loves you. You can depend upon him. And no matter where you are, how you doing, darling, no matter where you are, he is always there with you. Amen? So today I'm really excited. I just appreciate you for tuning in. And I've just been meditating this morning, and I just want to share some things that Father's put on my heart. I'm going to be praying because he just put that in my spirit to just pray. But before I get into that, I want to just talk to you this morning. And I want you to think about looking beyond where your life circumstances may be at this moment. Look beyond where your life circumstances may be right now. Because when you look beyond where your life circumstances may be, then you can see clearly that Father is with you. I know we're dealing with so much and we're being bombarded every single day by news, by social media, by people trying to feed you their agendas and all of these types of things. But if you could just look beyond your life circumstances right now, and when you look beyond your life circumstances and you set your affections on things that are above, because that's what the Bible tells us to do. We are to set our affections on things that are above and not on things that are on this earth. Because when we start focusing on the things that are on this earth, we cannot see clearly what he has in store for us. Amen? So when we set our affections, what do I mean by setting my affections? When we start thinking about what he has done, what he is doing, what he continues to do, then we can see clearly that Father's for us. Then we can see clearly that no matter what life circumstances are trying to dictate, I can look beyond life circumstances and say, he knows the way that I take. That's what Job said. He knows me. He knows everything that he has ordained for my life. And when you can look on what he has ordained for you, when you look beyond life circumstances and say, wait a minute, he's ordained some things for my life, and I'm not going to let my circumstances dictate to me, make null and void his promises. Oh, come on up in here. I'm not going to let what life circumstances say to me make me think that Father is not for me, because he said, I will never leave you, Jesus said. I will never forsake you. I am going to always be with you. So when you can see that Father is always with you, Jesus is always with you. How do we know that is the case? Because the Bible says, Jesus said, look, I'm going to pray to the Father, and I'm going to ask him to send you another comforter, one like me, as he addressed the disciples. I'm going to ask them, how are you doing, to send one like me, which is the Holy Spirit, that he will be with you. He will guide you. He will direct you. Hallelujah. And so this morning, he just put that in my spirit as I was just looking and I was on my broadcast and just doing some things. And I saw where in my introduction to JLP Ministries broadcast, I say, look beyond where you can look beyond life circumstances. No matter what the enemy's telling you, I'm your failure. You're never going to succeed. Your relationships are not going to, this is not going to succeed. You got to say, wait a minute. Even though you might be trying to show me that I'm not succeeding, I'm more than a conqueror. Come on up in here. Even though you might be trying to make me think that my marriage or my life or my children won't be healed, my circumstances won't be corrected, I know in whom I believe, and he has given me a promise. And that promise is he will never leave me, nor will he forsake me. No matter what I may encounter in this life, I know he's thinking about me. I know he has a thought and a plan for me. He wants to do me good. That's Jeremiah 29:11. He wants to make sure that I'm doing good. Now, if you can think about that and you can just meditate on that this morning, Father wants you to know you're doing good and no evil. Hallelujah. 2 Timothy 4:18 says, He will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me unto His heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory. So you gotta say, wait a minute, I'm preserved. No matter what it looks like, I am preserved. No matter what society is saying, no matter how much they talk about COVID, no matter how much they talk about the economy, I will not fear what man may bring to me because my heart is fixed and I have an assurance by my Abba. Do you believe that this morning? Do you really believe that you have an assurance from your Heavenly Father that says, I am going to always make sure you're victorious? Hallelujah. I'm going to always make sure that all things are working together for your good, that you will never lose. You will always be on top. Now, if you can think about this and you can meditate on this, you will also know that Psalms 91 tells us that He's your shield. He's your buckler. I know, this is happening, prophetess. That is happening. It looks like the earth is about to end. But you know what the Bible says? When you hear of these things, He said, look, that's just the beginning of what? Sorrow. So you need to rest. If we would just rest in Jesus, rest in the one who is saying, I am for you. Rest in the one who says, look, you can depend on me. Rest in the one that says, I am going to always bring you out of everything, no matter what you're dealing with. Amen? Now, I want to pray this morning, and I believe in praying the word of God, and I want to pray for your healing. Maybe somebody is dealing with a situation in their body. Maybe you're dealing with something and the enemy is just constantly bombarding you, telling you that he is not going to heal you. The Bible says He sent His word and He healed you. He sent His word and you're already healed if you believe that. You might be dealing with the symptoms. Come on. But Jesus' word is true. He already sent His word, and you're healed, but you've got to grab that healing and say, I am healed. I'm healed. I might have symptoms of this, but I am healed. The enemy might be trying to bombard you in your mind. Oh, you're going to get it, or you're going to get this, you're going to get that. No, I'm healed. Now, don't get me wrong. We have to do the necessary things to keep our bodies well. So, Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for healing this morning. I pray that you will restore. Jeremiah 30 and 17 says, I will restore health unto you. I will heal you of your wounds. So, Father, thank you for restoring health to those that are tuning in right now. Thank you for healing them of any sickness, any disease that they may be dealing with in the joints and in the limbs, whatever they may be encountering in their physical body. We decree healing, Father. You've already sent your word, Jesus, and we receive. We receive our healing. We will not allow the enemy to rob us of what you've already given us. And, Father, we speak your word, hallelujah, and your word says you've already healed us, hallelujah. Isaiah 53:5 says you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon you, and with your stripes we're already healed. So we receive this morning. We thank you, Lord. We even just address those symptoms, those aching joints, Father, the aching back, the limbs. We address the symptoms, the nervous system. Come on up in here. The nervous system, where the enemy's trying to attack the nervous system. We speak healing into your body, where he might be even trying to attack you in diabetes, or trying to attack you with any specific thing. We speak healing in your body, neuropathy. We speak healing. Receive that this morning. I receive it. He's trying to deal with your body. He's trying to make you feel weak, but you got to say, I'm strong. I'm strong. The Bible says, let the weak say, I am strong. I am strong. I'm strong. So I speak healing in the minds right now. Somebody may be dealing with some things in their minds. They may be dealing with some issues in their minds. Give me a sound mind. The Bible says He's given us a sound mind. Hallelujah. We have love. We walk in love and a sound mind. Hallelujah. We won't fear what the enemy's trying to bring to us. I will not fear what the diagnosis may be. I will not fear what man has brought to me. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. And I decree and I declare healing in your body. Healing in your body. He sent His word and it healed them. Hallelujah. The Bible says, let them, and James, let them call for the elders of the church. Let them anoint with oil. If you have any oil in your home right now, anoint yourself with oil, hallelujah, and let them pray for them. And the prayer of faith, do you believe this prayer this morning? And the prayer of faith will save the sick. And the Lord is not by might nor by power, but by his spirit. Zechariah says that, 4:6. It's not by my might. It's not by prophet's wife's might. It's not by my power. It's going to be by the Spirit of the Most High God that shall restore health unto you. It will be the Spirit of the Most High God that shall heal you of your wound. Hallelujah. Receive that in your spirit, man, this morning. Rest in that and know it is done. Hallelujah. It is done. Hallelujah. So I want to pray for you this morning. 3 John 2, I want to read that to you. It said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. How's your soul this morning? So I pray for right now, Father, right now for those who have some soulish issues. Hallelujah. Oh, who have been wounded. Oh, my. Who've been wounded by things of the past. Who've been wounded by things of the past, and they don't know how to get healed of it, God. I pray for your healing, for you have already sent your word to heal them of the wounds, those things that constantly bombard their minds, they're constantly thinking again and again and again about the same thing. Lord, renew their minds. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let them cast down. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:5 says, casting down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Let me go there. I want to read it to you. Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Hallelujah. I want you to cast it down. You've got to cast it down. 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. So bring those thoughts right now into captivity under the obedience of Jesus Christ. What does the enemy keep telling you about? What does he keep messing with your mind about? You got to cast it down. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Greater is he that dwells inside of you. Cast those things down. You got to say, Lord, I refuse to deal with stuff in my mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Cast it down right now. Every thought. If it's fighting against the power of God and Jesus Christ in you, you got to cast it down. Cast down them imaginations. Come on up in here. Sometimes the enemy's playing with your mind. Make you think your husband's cheating on you. Make you think your wife's cheating on you. Make you think your children are doing stuff that they're not doing. And all you do is be an accuser of the brethren. You constantly accusing like the enemy. He's constantly daily accusing you to God. Hallelujah. You got to cast down that foolishness out of your head. Come on up in here. Father, thank you for a sound mind. You've given us soundness of mind. We will not let the enemy rob us of soundness of mind. Hallelujah. I hear my Father talking to me. Hallelujah. If you're a type of person where you're thinking the worst. You think the worst. Come on, you got to cast that down. Hallelujah. You're always thinking about the worst. You never think about the good. You're always thinking you have that negativity in your heart. Cast that down and ask God to restore to you a joyful spirit. Oh, come on. Ask him to give you a joyful spirit, a spirit of peace. Come on, ask God to give you peace this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give me peace. Give me peace. Psalms 143:8. Teach me thy ways. I want to walk in his ways. Hallelujah. So, Father, in Jesus' name, teach us your ways, that we might walk in your ways, that we might not harbor, ill will against our neighbor. Forgive me. Come on, you got to ask. Forgive me for speaking negativity. Forgive me for walking in doubt and unbelief. Forgive me, Father. Forgive me for not forgiving. Oh, come on up in here. Forgive me for not forgiving. Forgive me, Lord. I haven't been forgiving like I should. Forgive me for being judgmental. Come on. Forgive me for being judgmental of my brother or my sister. I have not been focused like I should about you. Forgive me, Father. Why? Because I want to be just like him. I want to be just like him. Hallelujah. I want to be just like him. He's delivered me from every evil work. I want to be just like him. Renew my mind, Father. Renew my mind. I'm sorry. Sometimes we're judgmental of the ones that are closest to us. Did you hear what the prophet said? Sometimes we're judgmental of the ones that are closest to us. Forgive me, God. Oh, hallelujah. Forgive me, Father. Whatever I thought about my brother or my sister, I apologize, Father. I'm sorry. Come on, I'm sorry. I know you want me to prosper. I know you want me to be in good health, even as my soul prospers. So, Father, whatever I have in my heart, if there's some junk down there that I can't see, reveal to me me. Come on up in here. I want to be like him. Reveal to me me, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I got to go back to those wounds. Hallelujah. Sometimes we're harboring wounds in our soul. It's not just physical wounds. It's a soulish wound. Hallelujah. Heal me of that soulish wound, Father. Heal me. Oh, the enemy wants to use it against you. So you got to ask Abba, heal me of my wound, Father, because I want to be made whole. How about you? I want to be made whole, so I need him to heal me of these wounds. What are you attracting? See, hallelujah, what are you attracting? What does the enemy know about you that he's attracting that thing to you? Heal me of my soulish wound, Father. Hallelujah. It was David, I believe, who spoke. He said, I got some stuff on the inside. I need you to heal me. I got some stuff I'm harboring. Help me, Jesus. Help me. Father God, I've got some stuff on the inside. Ask him to heal you of those wounds. Help me to let go. Let go. Release. So he can restore health. He can't restore your health if you're not willing to release. Release it. Let it go. 2 Peter 1 and 3. Let me go to 2 Peter 1 and 3. He loves you so much. He adores you. Do you not know that God adores you? Do you not know that God really adores you? Hallelujah. Do you not know that he really adores you? But you got to believe it. You got to believe that he adores you. You're not your own. You've been bought with a price. Look what Jesus did. He paid the price for you. So you can come boldly to him. Look what 2 Peter, it says, 2 Peter 1 and 3 says, according as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. He's given you everything you need. So why are you walking in doubt and unbelief? Doubt and unbelief brings lack. You need to make a note of that. Doubt and unbelief brings lack. I need to make a note of that. Let me jot that down right quick. Doubt and unbelief brings lack. See, when you doubt and you're walking in unbelief, it's going to bring what? Lack. So you can pray all day about, bless me, Lord. I need a blessing. But if you're doubt and unbelief, you're walking in doubt and unbelief, you're going to get lack. Did you hear what the prophet said? You're going to get lack when you're walking in doubt and unbelief. Why? Because the Bible says in James, a double-minded man can't think that he can attain anything from God. You can't think you're going to get anything from Father if you're walking in doubt and unbelief. You why? Because you're double-minded. See, come on up in here, Holy Spirit. You can't keep talking like, you can't talk religion and think religion don't bring a blessing to you. You can't talk religion and think that religion's going to promote increase to your life. Hallelujah. Come on up in here. Doubt and unbelief is going to bring lack to you. But when you speak the faith-filled words, boldly faith-filled words, I know in whom I believe. I know my Redeemer is for me. I know I have all sufficiency. I know that I have no lack, but I walk in the blessings of God. Thank you to that person that's tuning in on Blog Talk Radio. God bless you. I will ring you after the broadcast. Hallelujah. You've got to know that he loves you. You've got to know that all he wants to do is his greatest work in your life. What does 2 Peter 1 and 3 say? According as his divine power has given unto you all things. But if you're walking in doubt and unbelief, you'll never attain all things. You'll never attain all things. But let me pray for you. Father, right now, we just cast down that doubt and unbelief. We will not be a double-minded people. We will not be an unstable individual, but we will walk in the peace of God that passes all understanding. It guards our heart and mind. So we thank you for guarding my heart that I will not walk in doubt and unbelief, but I will walk in faith. Hallelujah. Hebrews 11 and 1 says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hallelujah. Now faith is. I walk in the now faith. Some years ago, God gave me a conference I used to call Moving the Now. Moving in the Now. I move in right now faith. So you got to say, Father, I move in right now faith. Not doubt and unbelief, but right now I move in your faith. Right now faith. As a man, you may have the grain of mustard seed faith, but whatever your faith is, move in. Move in. Hallelujah. Somebody may have great faith. You might be learning how to release your faith. Whatever your faith level may be, move in it. But I got to go back to forgiveness. You got to walk in forgiveness. Hallelujah. Let it go. Whatever it is, let it go. Because when you let it go, you can see Abba do his greatest work in your life. When you let it go, you can see him, yourself being overcomer. When you let it go, you can see yourself victorious. Somebody got to let it go. Let me show you something. I want to go to 1 John, my favorite, one of my favorites. Hallelujah, 1 John 5, 14 and 15. One of my favorite scriptures. When you can know that God is for you, when you're depending on him, relying on him, he will always bring a blessing in your life. You can count on that thing. Father, heal the mind. I keep hearing the Mababosha. Heal that mind, that troubled mind. Somebody has a troubled mind this morning. I speak that in your life. Right? I speak a blessing into your life right now. I speak healing into your life right now. I speak that God will restore that health in your mind. I will speak right now that you will be victorious in every area of your life. You will no longer be down at the bottom. You will rise up because your thinking got to rise up. So you got to say, I am a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm going to let the old stuff be gone, and I'm going to think on those things that are lovely. Philippians 4, come on, those things are just. Those things that have a good report, I'm going to think on those things, and I'm going to cast down what the enemy's trying to bring back to me, those old thoughts, and I'm going to get rid of them. Come on up in here. I've got to get rid of them. Let's go to 1 John 5, 14 and 15. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, come on, it's got to be according to his will. And we know he hears us. And we know he hears us. He will hear us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. The first thing you got to recognize, this is the confidence that we have in him. That if I ask my Father for anything, it says anything, according to his will. Healing is according to his will. I would above all that you prosper and be in health. That's according to his will. Hallelujah. I want you to be prosperous. That's according to his will. Hallelujah. I want you to have a sound mind. That's according to his will. So if you know that this is according to his will, you have it. I have the petition. You want your children saved? That's according to his will. Okay, he says what? He will do what? He will help us. He will help our children. Hallelujah. They may walk away. They may stray. But if you train them up the way that they should go, the Bible says they will not depart from what you taught them about Jesus, no matter what it looks like. See, sometimes we get shaky because we see our children doing any and everything. But you got to know, according to God's word, his word is true. He said to train them up the way they should go. I'm going to make sure they don't depart from what you taught them about me. Got his word on it. Somebody better say, I got his word on it this morning. Hallelujah. So this is the confidence. Let me go to Proverbs 3 right quick. Proverbs 3 and 6. I think that's the right one I wanted down. Proverbs 3 and 6. Because if we trust God, if we really believe him, he's going to show himself strong to us every time. Come on, every time. We can count on him every single time. Proverbs 3:6 says, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path." Sometimes we get off because we don't want to acknowledge God. We all about acknowledging everybody else. Well, what do you think about it? Well, you know what? What do you think about it? You know, I'm going to call so-and-so. They're so full of wisdom, and there's nothing wrong with calling somebody who's full of wisdom. But God says, in all thy ways, first acknowledge me. Acknowledge me, and I'm the director of your path. Lead me into a plain path. Don't turn me over to the will of my enemy, Father. That's what David said. Lead me into a plain path. Verse number 7 of Proverbs 3:6, then go down to 7, it says, "Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil." First of all, don't be wise in your own eyes. Hallelujah. Look at that. And the other thing he says, "It shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance and with the fruit of thy all thine increase." See, all this goes hand in hand. All of this goes hand in hand. God wants to do his greatest work in your life. He wants to show himself beyond strong in your life. But you got to believe the word. Look at what I said earlier. Look beyond where life circumstances may have you. You got to look beyond that. Say, "I'm healed. I'm walking in the guidance of Jehovah. I have clarity because he's given me a sound mind. I don't lose because he always causes me to triumph. So my finances are blessed." Hallelujah. "I'm protected according to Psalms 91. I am protected. He is my shield. He's always guiding and protecting me. I can count on Father." You can count on him this morning. And I want you to be encouraged because I just felt led to pray because the weights, the heaviness, day-to-day life, it's really pounding on some people this morning. It's really messing with some people this morning. And I speak in the atmosphere right now in Jesus' mighty name. Everything that the enemy meant for evil in your life, every plot, every scheme, every device, everything that even those people who are planning against you, I decree and declare in Jesus' name you have victory. I decree and declare in Jesus' name that no weapon formed against you will ever prosper. Even the tongues that are rising up against you in judgment, I call them condemned in Jesus' mighty name. The whole host may have kept round against you. The Lord your God fights for you. He's always going to be for you. Jesus said, "If I be for you, I am more than those that would dare come against you." So you can count on him when you can't count on anybody else. You can count on him when it seems like nothing's going to work out in your favor. He says, "You've got favor. I will give you favor." Favor comes from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Favor comes from God. Thanks be unto God who always causes me to triumph. So you're triumphant this morning. You got to believe that in your word, in your heart. I am triumphant this morning. So I want you to get this in your spirit this morning. I want you to know it with all that is in you. You are triumphant. Walk, first of all, walk in forgiveness. Know that no evil work that the enemy tries to come against you will happen in your life because God has delivered you from every evil work. Hallelujah. He's your shield. Hallelujah. He's your healer. He has set you free. He's restored your health. Hallelujah. Every thought that the enemy is trying to bring down, you cast it down in Jesus' mighty name. To those who tuned in to Blog Talk Radio, I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Catch the rest of this on Periscope or you can go to Twitter. Amen. At JLP Ministries. Thank you so much. So I want to say this to you before I close. I love John 3:2. I love it. You got to always know that he is for you, no matter what it looks like. Come on. Now, Father, I just thank you. I pray victory on top of victory because actually you've already given us a victory. The Bible says, "Thanks be unto God who always causes me to be triumphant." So he's already given you the victory. You've got to know one more time that doubt and unbelief will not, it produces what? Lack in your life. It's going to produce lack. So you got to know, I will not walk in doubt. I will not be a double-minded individual. Because if I walk as a double-minded person, I can't keep saying God's going to bless me today and then I doubt him blessing me tomorrow. No, that does not work. Doubt and unbelief gets you nowhere. It won't get you nowhere in the kingdom, baby. Because the Bible says you got to first believe that he is who Jesus is and that he is a reward of those that do what? Diligently seek him. You still got to believe that he is. Hallelujah. So, my soul, I'm so full this morning. I believe that he is, so I know he's going to reward me. The Bible says he will reward you. You believe that he is. He's a rewarder. How, are you seeking him? Are you diligently seeking him? He will reward you. Somebody say, I got a reward waiting on me. I got a reward waiting on me. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to look beyond my circumstances. Where life has me right now. And somebody might say, prophets, sometimes I don't like to hear preachers, prophets, anybody talking because they don't know my situation. It's not about whether we know your situation. You know your situation. It's about whether you know that God will bring you out of your situation. Now, you believe that prophet, the Bible says, if you believe, I think it's 20:20, 2 Chronicles 20:20, if you believe on the Lord your God, you're going to be established. See, first of all, you got to believe on the Lord your God so he can establish you. Then if you believe his prophet, you're going to prosper. We skip the establishment part and we go to the what the prophet said. But you got to believe on the Lord your God that he will be establish you. Hallelujah. Because you won't believe what the prophet is saying if you don't believe that God is going to establish you. Hallelujah. He loves you just that much. We don't have to know where you are. You have to believe what the word of the Lord is saying over your life. Hallelujah. See, that's where the mistake is always happening. You got to believe. Remember, I told you, if you're walking in doubt and unbelief, you're going to find yourself with lack. And stop putting God on the clock and saying, you know, I believe. I believe and I got nothing. I believe and I ain't.